Hey there, Legal Tea listeners. This is your host, Jenny Roselle. Welcome back for another Legal Tea episode, episode 128. Today's episode is a current trends topic where we talk about things going on currently that are relevant and pertinent to my estate and elder law world. And there's sometimes things I have seen on the news or stumbled across on social media that are just relevant to my fields. On today's current trends episode, we're going to chat about a story that was something local to me in Indiana, but a lot of national news outlets picked it up as well. And it's about a gentleman that passed away and left his estate, his hefty estate, I should say, to a variety of charitable organizations. So it is going to be a feel-good type of episode. So let's dive in. Meet Terrence Kahn. Now, Terrence is his legal name, but he went by Terry. Terry, according to a CBS News article that's linked for this episode, quote, lived in a modest house in South Indianapolis. He drove an old Honda and refused to carry his cell phone because he said they cost too much. When he died in 2021, he wanted no announcement because who would spend good money on an obituary? The man was penny wise, but pound generous. End quote. I love that last sentence because I think it's a perfect way to summarize this whole episode. Penny wise, but pound generous. As an Indianapolis Monthly article shares, that's also linked to in this episode, Terry was never married and never had any children. He had a very small family. He had one sibling, but she died when she was in her 40s. Let's also meet Dwayne Isaacs. Dwayne is an attorney, currently at Denton's in Indianapolis, and on the webpage for his bio, it shows he does a lot of trust and estate planning. Now you see, Terry and Dwayne, according to the Indianapolis Monthly article on this story, they met in the 1990s through the Health Foundation of Greater Indianapolis. Terry was a founding board member, and Dwayne was the foundation's attorney. And professionally speaking, Terry, as you know, in his service as a board member for that foundation, he was representing Rodebush VA Medical Center, which he was the chief of human resources for. During his service as a board member, Terry met Betty Wilson, who was the then CEO of the foundation, and she said Terry was, quote, always kind in a curmudgeonly way, and that Terry would appear to be the kind that doesn't have two nickels to rub together, end quote. I love that, and it's so true. In my experience as an estate and elder law attorney, I constantly witness this take place. It really is fascinating how people can sometimes outwardly and physically appear and what kind of money and assets that they have. So back to Terry. Terry served on the board for the foundation from the mid-1990s to 2010, which is when Terry stopped being on the foundation's board. Dwayne, the attorney, admitted that he thought his communication with Terry would probably fizzle, but instead, Terry reached out and asked him to grab lunch. As the Indianapolis Monthly article mentions, quote, Terry called every month for the next 10 years and the two became regular lunch companions, end quote. At one of those lunches, Terry shared with Dwayne that he wanted a simple will and wanted his estate to support charitable organizations that help kids and teachers. Dwayne, at that time, attempted to push Terry to support organizations while he was alive. But anything left at Terry's passing, Dwayne further attempted to push Terry into naming very specific beneficiaries. Though when pushed, Terry would be super non-committal and say, I don't care, you decide, I'll be dead. Dwayne agreed to be the one that would help take the baton at that point, and as an executor of Terry's will, as the Indianapolis Monthly article mentions, Dwayne may have been among the closest to Terry. Not to mention, Dwayne did this sort of kind of estate planning stuff for a living anyway, so it made a lot of sense for him to be involved. Terry also wanted another close friend of his named Vance McLaren to serve as an executor as well. So it's clear by the Indianapolis Monthly article that Terry really respected his friendships with Dwayne and Vance. Terry eventually started having health issues. He developed non-alcoholic cirrhosis of the liver, which ultimately led to his death on January 31st, 2021. He died at the age of 78 and unfortunately spent many of his last days and weeks under medical care through the COVID pandemic, which meant many of his days and weeks were alone, were spent alone during, just mainly due to restrictions on visitors and such. Now, it was not until after Terry passed away when Dwayne and Vance learned of Terry's $13 million estate, $13 million fortune. And funny enough, at a lunch, Terry told Dwayne he had, quote, about $3 or $4 million. So when Dwayne learned of the true value of Terry's estate, the Indianapolis Monthly article shares that Dwayne said, "Damn it, Terry, why weren't you honest with me?" And just reading that and even saying that now makes me smile, makes me laugh. At this point, Dwayne, Vance, and their wives, after Terry passed away, started working through and cleaning out Terry's house. The Indianapolis Monthly article states, "It looked as if the time stood still in the 1970s era home. Most of the furniture and decor were original. The closets, drawers, and storage space were packed to the gills with random surplus items such as 20 brand new box cutters or 100 toothbrushes. They also found Khan's army uniform, medals, and the letters of and letters that he got along with his USC, University of South Carolina, letterman's jacket. They were personal things that speak to the man, things a family member would have found value in keeping. Khan, however, had no close relatives, and McLaren recalls thinking Terry had all this wealth and no one to share it with. And at the end of the day, it goes into a dumpster," end quote. But shifting to the money, that was all about his, you know, personal belongings and, you know, what was inside of his house. Now, shifting to the money, Terry mentioned to Dwayne, he basically left it totally up to Dwayne and Vance to decide charitable organizations and how much. "Since, one, I'm in Indiana, and two, an attorney, I did some behind-the-scenes peeking for you guys and actually found Terry's will filed with the court, which is public record. It's just kind of hard to get to, but it's public record, so I'm not disclosing anything that's, you know, confidential." His will says that Dwayne and Vance are to pick out the charitable organizations, but because he was always thinking, he gave them some parameters in finding suitable organizations. Some of those parameters were, first, emphasis on serving Central Indiana. Second, emphasis on funds going directly to the benefit of those that the charity serves, with a minimal amount being spent on administrative costs. Third, emphasis on projects or matters that support multiple beneficiaries over a period of time, rather than a group just being served as like a one-time project. Fourth, emphasis on education, particularly for grade levels up to and including fifth grade. And fifth, emphasis should be based on need without an emphasis on gender or race. Reading all of those and hearing all of those really makes me wonder what was in the back of his mind with some of those parameters. As the Indianapolis Monthly article shares, Dwayne and Vance had quite the job to come up with organizations that fulfilled these goals and intentions. They ultimately chose to distribute gifts in the amounts ranging from $500,000 to $2 million to several nonprofits. One of those organizations and Dwayne's very first call was Coburn Place, which, quote, provides transitional housing and assistance to families impacted by domestic violence, end quote. The gifts they received helped them, among other things, repair their building that was literally falling apart For example, two elevators were broken down, and their HVAC that was 35 years old, all of that needed repaired, all of that needed replaced. Another call that Dwayne made was to, another call that Dwayne made was to Teachers Treasures, which according to their website describes them as, quote, helping teachers help kids since 2000. They too picked up Dwayne's call at a time they were severely needing help. And Terry's estate was there to rescue them. I looked at their website to just kind of check them out. I'd never heard of them, honestly. And they have an absolutely generous message of gratitude to Terry on the front page of their website. So his impact and legacy lives on. Now, another example of a call and charitable organization that received a gift was Folds of Honor, which is an organization that, quote, provides educational scholarships to the spouses and children of military members who have fallen or been disabled while serving in the United States Armed Forces. Prior to Terry's gift, the largest donation they had ever received was $50,000. Well, with Terry's very generous estate gift, they are able to fund 10 scholarships a year in perpetuity. And that's according to the Indianapolis Monthly article. Just so amazing. These feel-good stories continue and continue. I could make this episode longer, sharing all the cool things that his estate was able to do for local organizations. And to mention some of their names for just awareness purposes, they are Indiana University Foundation, which started the Terrence P. Kahn Liver Disease Program of Excellence, Rocky Mountain Adventist Healthcare Foundation, Baxter YMCA, which was the YMCA right down the road from where Terry lived, the Little Red Door Cancer Agency, the Boys and Girls Club of Indianapolis, Pathway to Recovery, which I have a very dear friend that is on the board for them, and the Advancement Center for Washington Township Schools and North Central Alumni. All of their feel-good stories have amazing outcomes that will impact those that they impact for years, decades, and sometimes forever. This story, even though I heard about it weeks ago, still gives me chills, guys. An absolutely amazing story. If you haven't heard of this story, I hope it struck you like it struck me. And if you haven't heard about this, I hope you learned something maybe that you hadn't heard before. Many of the articles I read a couple weeks ago really focused on the organizations and kind of the feel-good stories. But I found that the Indianapolis Monthly article that I repeatedly referenced did an amazing job of not only sharing about the organizations and the impact of the gifts, but also about Terry as a person, as a human, as a friend to Dwayne and Vance. I really encourage you to take a few minutes out of your day to read that article, because there was a lot I didn't mention here for time's sake that I really would have loved to have mentioned. There were some quips about Terry as a person that made me giggle. So I really encourage you to read their article. It's beautifully done, called One in a Million by Mary Mills. Alrighty, my friends, let's wrap this episode up, shall we? Next week, we're back to the celebrity estate planning type of episode. And during those type of episodes, we dive into a celebrity or big name that has passed away and just kind of dive into how their estate looked from an estate planning perspective. Next week's clue is, come on down, you're the next contestant on The Price is Right. Would that really truly belong to anyone else besides Bob Barker? The answer is no. So during next week's episode, we're going to dive into what happened following the passing estate-wise, following the passing of our Price is Right friend, Bob Barker. Alrighty, Legal Tea listeners. Talk to you next week, and stay well.